This is Ted Kennedy. The House of Representatives has voted tough new economic sanctions against South Africa. Will old apartheid Al Simpson go along? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, just before Congress adjourned for the summer recess, the House of Representatives took a long overdue step and voted comprehensive economic sanctions against apartheid in South Africa. The House action completes the job we started in 1986, Al, when we enacted mild sanctions over President Reagan's veto. The new measure has two key features, Al. It requires U.S. firms to halt their operations in South Africa, and it embargoes almost all U.S. trade with that country. Every time American consumers buy products from South Africa, Al, they send dollars to apartheid. Every time American corporations sell products to South Africa, they shore up apartheid. And every day that American firms operate in South Africa, they profit from apartheid. Sanctions can be effective, Al. You're for them against communists. Why not against racists?
Ted, you just love to use those emotionally charged labels such as racist to utterly distort. Who's for apartheid? No sane person. Sometimes sanctions can be an effective force to social change, but in South Africa, it's proven they don't work. Listen to the president of the Black South African Taxi Association, Ted. He condemns cynical people like you who cry out for sanctions, regardless of their effect on black South Africans. In his moving testimony on the sanctions bill, this black leader said, "I ask you to listen to our voices before you decide that black children must go hungry so you can be on the right side of history. South Africa's blacks deserve equal power, equal status, and freedom, but sanctions are not the answer. They are tolling a death knell for many blacks there." This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on cleaning up medical waste on the nation's beaches. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.